Hey everybody, it's Travis. I'm here to have a quick discussion about Bartholomew's inventing the university and whether I think that it still holds water 30 years after the fact, which honestly I think it does. But before I can really get into it, to justify my point and to really make sense of it, I kind of need to, explain a little bit about who I am and where I got to the opinion I am. I mean, here I am. I'm 38 years old. Father of two, been married for 6.5 years now. Got two small boys, one of which started kindergarten today, which is pretty awesome. I've got a great job. I've been in my career for 10 years. I think I'm pretty set as far as my life is concerned. So, what else could I possibly need to know about writing or how I write that I don't already know? I mean, my writing styles have gotten me this far. As I mean, I haven't really had any issues with writing for work or and also writing for the 2.5 years I spent at J. Sargent Reynolds getting my associate's degree before I even came to the University of Richmond. So, when I went into starting to read Bartholomew's essay, I kind of found myself identifying a little bit with the university. I've been doing it this way for 30 years. The higher education system's been doing it their way for hundreds of years. Why all of a sudden do we need to change what we're doing based off of one professor at the University of Pittsburgh's opinion? I mean, writing, as far as I knew, and as far as the university is concerned, was more about your structure, your punctuation, your grammar. I mean, did you have your topic sentences? Did you close with a clear and concise conclusion at the end of your essay? I mean, I look back at my time I spent at J. Sarge, and I mean, I think about the rubrics for the essays and things that I had to complete while I was there, and the rubrics were, I mean, almost 50% structure based. I mean, it almost seemed like the content of what I was supposed to be writing about was an afterthought. So much of the grades were based on if I had my citations in the right place, or my reference page was correct, or those sorts of things, which wasn't the meat and potatoes of the essay at all. It was really just the window dressing, but so much, as far as the university was concerned and the grading was concerned, was those pieces, which, after reading Bartholomew's essay, it does seem backwards. I mean, and Bartholomew kind of believed that the university needed to focus more on the content and the point of authority, or that the writer was trying to focus on, and not so much how it was presented. He thought that the confidence of the writer and the writer's ability to convey the point was solely based on what was the authority on which the writer was able to base his essay. And, the confidence in the writing and the ability to write kind of gave the writer that role of privilege that Bartholomew spoke about multiple times throughout the article, and the confidence of the writer to feel like he had the authority to speak on behalf of the subject matter. So, he believed that student writers should not be writing for the audience, which in this case would be the professor or the university or the TA who's doing the initial grading, but rather writing to the audience, telling, not writing for the audience. He believed that students are, writing to placate the person grading the essay, whether it's structured properly. He believes student writers are writing in a manner that they believe the professor wants to read, not letting the personality of the writer come out. Granted, when you get into trying to let personality and things convey through writing, you do get into some very, very complex sentences and very heavy sentences, as Bartholomew said. Lots of commas, lots of quotation marks, using quotation marks to point of show points of emphasis and things like that. He said that he enjoyed reading those sorts of articles, essays rather, because he could feel the personality and the point of authority at that point of the writer coming out in the essay. And he also said that students aren't writing from experience, but they're writing from a manner in which they feel like the grammar and the sentence structure and all those things are the focal point of the essay, and not so much the actual experience, which would then lead to that point of authority that he's spoken to so many times. And, me personally, I can kind of identify with a student writer and not feeling like I have a point of authority. I mean, when I compare myself to other students and reading other students' blog posts and other students' essays and things like that, I can kind of feel like I'm out of my element, or I don't measure up. And I tend to be a little more withdrawn and less confident when speaking in a group, or just introverted in nature. And you couple that against, me just in my manner comparing myself against other students, it's going to lead me to feel more withdrawn. And at that point, it's going to come out in my writing where I feel less confident about the subject, because I feel like I'm trying to placate to the professor, placate to the teacher, and trying to be some structure-based and grammatically correct-based, to where I'm not writing what I feel and how I feel like I want to write. I feel like I'm writing for the audience, and because I'm not confident in myself and I'm not confident in my ability to get my points across in the manner in which I want to do that. So I can completely understand where Bartholomew is coming from. And yes, I do feel that 30 years later, his points do hold up very, very well. I feel like the higher education system in general is still too focused on the structure and grammar and not actual developing the writer. More or less just developing the structure of the writer. The writer is still going to have those inadequacies and in lack of confidence to try and convey their points in the manner in which they feel like they want to let their personality come out. It's all going to be just trying to fit their essays into a rubric in which they can grade against. And there's a lot to his essay in the way that I completely identify with, and I really like his idea of letting the writers write, let their authority come out, let their confidence come out, let their personality come out, develop that, and then they can start to mold and shape the structure and the grammar as the years develop through the university. So, anyway, that's my two cents. This was supposed to be a 3 to 5 minute blog post. It's running up on 8 minutes now. I guess I tend to get long-winded. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. I can't blame you if you tuned out about 5 minutes ago. Take it easy. Thanks. Bye.